Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
These cuts were made known right before the bill was going to be considered in the House and Senate, and no one in the ag community or ag committee leadership in Congress had been consulted or made aware about these crop insurance cuts.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Chairman Conaway, Ranking Member Peterson in the House, as well as Chairman Roberts and Ranking Member Stabenow in the Senate, all quickly went into action and tried to work to either remove the $3 billion in cuts or at least get a commitment from congressional leadership that it would be addressed in the near future before those cuts would take effect.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
National Cotton Council issued an action alert to all of our members, urging them to contact their members of Congress, expressing significant concern about this provision and the fact that it would be reopening the 2014 Farm Bill only 2 years into that legislation, and because of the detrimental impact it would have on crop insurance delivery and service to farmers. We want to thank all of our members in the industry that did make those calls and send emails to your members of Congress.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Leadership were able to get a commitment that this $3 billion in cuts to crop insurance would be addressed in the near term as part of the omnibus spending bill that's now being put together and will be considered by Congress likely sometime in early December. And so as a part of that legislative process, this $3 billion in cuts to crop insurance will be restored before they ever take effect or have any impact. And so again, that is a significant win for agriculture as a whole and certainly shows the power of agriculture when we're all working together fighting for the same issue.